This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The urgency of providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to stop Russian military advances was again underscored Sunday, both in Europe and the United States. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has the details.
Although Ukraine's will is still strong, the resistance needs weapons and fast, warned the country's Minister of Defense, Rustem Umerov.
In the mathematics of war, we look to the enemy. Their economy is almost $2 trillion. So basically, whatever committed that doesn't come on time, we'll lose people, we'll lose territories.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appeared on ABC's This Week. He urged Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, to bring the currently stalled $61 billion aid bill for Ukraine up for a vote in Congress. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on claims by Human Rights Watch that Israel is restricting aid to desperate Palestinians.
Israel has failed to comply with an order by the United Nations top court to provide urgently needed aid to desperate people in the Gaza Strip, according to Human Rights Watch. It cited a 30% drop in the daily average number of aid trucks entering Gaza in the weeks following the court's ruling. Human Rights Watch added that Israel was also not facilitating fuel deliveries to hard-hit northern Gaza. In the north, aid deliveries had to be suspended recently because of increasing chaos in the isolated part of the territory. Israel denies it's restricting the entry of aid and has instead blamed humanitarian organizations operating inside Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its air force have struck targets of the militant Hezbollah group deep inside Lebanon. Monday's statement by the Israeli military came as residents in the northeastern city of Bablak said they heard explosions in the area. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The strikes near Baalbek are among the deepest into Lebanon since a January airstrike on Beirut killed top Hamas official Saleh Arouri. Hezbollah has been exchanging fire with Israeli troops along the border since the Israel-Hamas war broke out on October 7th. A Lebanese security official said Israel's air force carried out three airstrikes on the outskirts of the village of Abudeh near Baalbek. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a, quote, blind eye to international law. He made a plea for greater respect for human rights and peace around the world, speaking as the UN's top human rights body opened its latest session. Guterres warned Monday that the world is becoming, quote, less safe by the day. The UN chief said attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered thousands of supporters on Sao Paulo's iconic Paulista Avenue on Sunday to demonstrate political strength amid investigations that many believe could land him in jail. Reuters' Leila Sherikashashi reports.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered thousands of people for a rally in Sao Paulo on Sunday, a show of political strength amid ongoing investigations that could land him in prison.
They continue to accuse me of a coup. Now the coup is because there is a draft of a state of emergency decree. A coup using the Constitution? Have holy patience. A coup using the Constitution. I make it clear that the state of siege begins with the President of the Republic convening the Republic and Defense Councils. Did this happen? No.
The far-right former leader is being investigated by the police for an alleged coup attempt. After losing the 2022 election to the incumbent president, leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Concrete barriers and barbed wire have been set up around the European Union's headquarters as farmers angry at red tape and competition from cheap imports converge on Brussels on tractors. Monday's rally is a fresh show of force as the bloc's agriculture ministers meet. Riot police patrolled near barricades at the main entry points to the European Council while tractors adorned with flags and banners stood in lines, snarling traffic. The protests are the latest in a series of rallies by farmers across Europe, notably in France, the Netherlands, Spain, and Bulgaria. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.